Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
This week I had a chance to call my old friend back in the college.
这个星期我有机会打电话给我大学的一个老朋友。
He was about my age, and we graduated about the same time from a college in Texas.
他跟我差不多大，然后我们差不多是同时毕业的。
And he already put down everything become a pastor.
他已经放下一切，他成为一个牧师。
He went back to the college we graduated.
他又回到学校里面又毕业了一次。
And he is pastoring the church where we served together 20 years ago.
他是我们20年前在一起侍奉的那个教会的牧师。
And he told me about 80% of congregation are second generation.
他告诉我大概教会当中 80% 的会众都是第二代。
So, he said his message and some complaint was he used too much of old Chinese slang.
所以他听到一些抱怨说他讲到的时候用了太多中国的谚语。
And he told me that was in Chinese words, 八股文。
So in Chinese, there's some very ancient Chinese format.
So second generation, they don't understand at all.
对第二代的基督徒他们不能够理解。
So he said they are looking for an English pastor.
所以他说他们说他们想找一个英文的牧师。
But another thing is pretty soon probably every public school you will find out you have a choice to choose the Chinese instead of Spanish.
但是你会发现在许多的公共学校里面现在这个中文已经代替西班牙文成为一种第二语言的选择。
So for those of you who know Chinese, please don't forget it.
所以你们如果懂得怎么说中文的话请不要忘记。
Your mother language is very useful in the future.
你的母语将来会很有用的。
Okay, let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can come here to worship you.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以到你面前来敬拜你。
We know one day in heaven, probably we will worship you, probably not in English nor in Chinese.
我们知道有一天我们在天上敬拜你的时候，也许我们不是用中文，也不是用英文。
But we use the language you can understand and we can understand.
但是我们所说的，你和我们都会明白。
May all things God work for the good of those who love Him.
愿一切万事都为爱他的人效力。
Because you call us is according to your purpose.
因为你照你的旨意招了我们。
Help us to know your divine purpose today.
帮助我们来明白你神圣的旨意。
May the Holy Spirit can teach each one of us.
愿圣灵教导我们每一个人。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
To help my message, I have a slides to help me to do the presentation.
我有些幻灯来帮助我的信息。
Okay, I'd like to ask all of you. Maybe we are facing a lot of challenges in our life.
我想跟大家说，也许我们每个人生活当中都有许多挑战。
The first one, probably you are asking, or you feel your life has no purpose.
首先你是不是觉得你的生活没有目标？
And you feel like I'm probably just driven by my school, work, or my family expectation.
也许你觉得我只是为了我的学业，为了我的工作，为了我的家庭等等。
And maybe you start to work and probably you are living by the expectation of your boss or your supervisor.
也许你已经上班了，你就活在你的老板的期望当中。
Or maybe you have your own business and you are driven by your clients, or maybe the profit is your goal or your purpose.
也许你是做生意，那你就觉得你的生活就是围绕着你的顾客，你的利润在那里赚。
So we would ask you, what's the purpose of your life?
所以当我们问你，你生活的目的是什么？
This is sometimes very difficult to answer.
有时候是很难回答。
The second question is, do you feel your life is unfair?
还有就是，你是不是觉得你的生活不公平？
While you go to work, probably you feel like somebody probably is more capable than you.
当你去上班的时候，你觉得哎，有的人比你更有能力。
Probably in school, you feel like a lot of students is ahead of you.
在读书的时候，也许你觉得有许多人比你读得好。
And so you feel like this probably put me down every time when I see those people ahead of us.
也许看到这些人，你就会觉得有点丧气。
Another question I'd like to ask you.
还有一个问题。
Do you feel your life is in suffering?
你觉得你的生活当中有苦难吗？
Maybe no matter how hard you study, your grade is still not very satisfied.
也许不管你学得多用功，你的成绩还是不令人满意。
No matter how hard you work, your boss still not very pleasing.
不管你怎么努力工作，你的老板对你还是不满意。
Or maybe your suffering is physical.
你的苦难是身体上的。
Maybe you have some kind of disease. It's very severe or very it's terminal.
也许你有某些的疾病，或者甚至是很严重的疾病，可能威胁到生命。
Or maybe you lost your possessions and you don't have anything at all right now.
也许你就是失去了一切所有的。
And maybe your job.
Maybe 你没有工作了。
And maybe your family.
也许你失去你的家庭。
Another question I'd like to ask you.
我还要问一个问题。
Do you feel you are alone?
你会觉得孤独吗？
Sometimes I feel like Christian maybe is very alone.
有时候我觉得基督徒也许是很孤独的。
People will tease you.
别人可能会取笑你。
Or they say, okay, well, you're a Christian, maybe you behave differently.
你说，哦，你是基督徒，那你做事一定不同。
And you cannot do this, you cannot do that, so you are by yourself.
你不能做这个，你不能做那个，你只能自己一个人。
Or maybe we feel like our background a little different than all the people around us.
也许我们会觉得我们的背景就和我们周围的人不一样。
You go to work, they see you slightly different because you think and you behave a little different.
你去上班也会觉得有不一样，因为每个人都认为你应该有点不一样。
So you feel you are alone.
所以也许你会觉得孤独。
Another question I'd like to ask you.
还有一个问题。
Do you feel you live like a fugitive?
你觉得你的生活像一个逃难的吗？
We move to North America here.
我们搬到北美来居住。
A lot of people we are living is the job driven or job purpose life.
我们的生活好像是围绕着我们的工作走的。
If there is a little higher offering, we move next day.
如果有一个工作有更高的薪水，我们就搬家。
I think I have told you one of my colleagues. He told me how many jobs he's been working for in the past 10 years.
我记得有一次我告诉你们，我有个同事，他最近十年当中他换了多少个工作。
He moved from Hawaii to Seattle.
从夏威夷到西雅图。
From Seattle, he moved to San Francisco.
从西雅图到三藩市。
From San Francisco, he moved to Maryland.
从三藩市到马里兰。
And Maryland to North Carolina.
从马里兰到北卡。
And of course, he moved to Kansas City, so I can work with him.
最终他是搬到 Kansas City.
And from Kansas City, he quickly moved to Memphis.
然后他又搬到 Memphis.
Last time I received his email, he said he was in Minnesota.
最近一次我收到他的 email, 他是在明尼苏达。
He said he won't be there long because he wants to go to San Francisco to retire.
他说他在明尼苏达不会住太久，因为他觉得他退休是要去三藩市。
Because he has a daughter, the youngest daughter study IT in the college, in the graduate school, and he wants to support her to finish, and then he can retire.
因为他的小女儿在那里读读这个电脑方面的，他想在那里帮助她。
And he is from North Dakota.
他本来他是从North Dakota 来的。
So nowadays we feel like we live just like a fugitive.
所以好像我们觉得生活好像就在逃难一样。
We don't have any place we call us home.
好像没有一个称为家的地方。
All this question probably we don't have any answer.
所有这些问题也许我们没有答案。
Well, all this answer you are not alone.
所以寻找这个答案，你不是只有你一个人在寻找。
Let's look at the very first one.
那我们来看第一个。
If you feel like your life has no purpose,
你觉得你的生活没有目的吗
？Isaiah in 49:4,
在以赛亚书四十九章第四节
，He said, "I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing."
这里说我劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚空，虚空。
So he already experienced that long time ago.
所以很早很早以前就有人有这样的经历。
And he's the one serving the Lord.
他是一个服侍神的人。
And how come he has this kind of feeling?
他怎么会也有这样的感
觉？ He said, "Labor to no purpose."
他觉得我是劳碌是徒然的。
He spent my strength in vain and for nothing.
他说我尽力是虚空的。
He already cried out several hundred years ago.
所以他已经在几百年前就有这样的呼喊。
Or maybe a thousand years.
也许是几千年前。
Second one, unfair.
第二个问题，生活中的不公平。
Probably this, the twin's mother will feel like this is unfair.
双胞胎的一个母亲。
Well, this is from Romans chapter 9, verse 10 through 12.
记载在罗马书第九章十到十二节。
It says, "Yet before the twins, which is from Rebecca and Isaac, were born and had done anything good or bad."
所以说双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来。
In order that God's purpose in election might stand.
只因要显明神拣选人的旨意。
Not by words, but by him who calls.
不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
She was told the older will serve the younger.
神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的。
Probably this is unfair.
也许你觉得不公平。
God even say, "Jacob I love, Esau I hate."
神甚至说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恨的。
And before they were born.
在他们出生以前
probably you say, I think probably your mother will say this is unfair.
也许利百加会说这不公平。
So your unfair situation has been a thousand years ago.
所以几千年前就有这样的事情。
And how do you answer this kind of question?
我们怎么样来回答这样的问题？
Or maybe the third question they're asking is in suffering.
第三个问题就是关于苦难。
Job,
约伯
chapter 3 verse 25 to 26.
约伯第三章二十到二十六节。
He said, "What I fear has come upon me."
因我所恐惧的临到我身。
What I dreaded has happened to me.
我所惧怕的迎我而来。
I have no peace, no quietness.
我不得安逸，不得平静。
I have no rest, but only turmoil.
也不得安息，却有患难来到。
We know the story of Job.
我们知道，我们都知道约伯的故事。
God used Satan to test him.
神允许撒旦来试验他。
First test, he lost all his possession and his children.
在第一个试炼中，他失去了一切所有的，也失去了他的儿女。
Second test, he got all the disease from head to toe.
第二个试炼当中，他从头到脚都长满了这个
sores，
都有这个病
疮。So from a possession, from a family standpoint, from a financial standpoint, he lost everything.
他失去了一切所有的，失去了家庭，失去了财产，也失去了他的健康。
So that's what he say. What I fear has come upon me.
这就是为什么他会说我所恐惧的临到我身。
What I dreaded has happened to me.
我所惧怕的迎我而来。
So his life, he doesn't have any rest, no peace, no quietness.
没有安逸，没有平静。
Only thing he has is a turmoil.
他所有的只有患难。
The fourth one is, are you alone?
第四个问题是，你觉得孤独吗？
Jeremiah,
耶利米书。
Jeremiah, he was called by Lord quite young.
耶利米他很年轻的时候就被神所召。
So, if you read Jeremiah, you will hear it say, I'm only the child, Lord, I'm only a child.
如果你读耶利米书的话，你会听见他的呼喊，他说我只是孩童，我只是孩童。
And do you know what he said?
你知道他怎么说吗？
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 17 and 18.
耶利米书15章17到18节。
I never sat in the company of revelers, never make merry with them.
我没有坐在宴乐人的会中，也没有欢乐。
I sat alone because your hand was on me and you had filled me with indignation.
我因你的感动独自静坐，因你使我满心愤恨。
What is my pain and ending and my wound grievous and incurable?
我的痛苦为何长久不止呢？我的伤痕为何无法医治不能痊愈呢？
Will you be to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails?
难道你待我有诡诈，像流干的河道吗？
He's the one serving the Lord.
他是一个服侍主的人。
So probably just like today's Christian.
就像我们今天的基督徒一样。
Oh, I'm a Christian, so I don't want to go to the party, and I didn't go to any kind of a secular gathering.
他们别人要去宴会的时候，我们不能去。
And I feel like I'm alone.
我觉得我是孤独的。
I'm separate from all my friends.
我觉得我和我的朋友都隔绝了。
I feel I'm disconnected.
觉得我跟他没联系。
Well, you're not alone. Jeremiah has the same feeling too.
不光就是你一个人，耶利米也是这样的感觉。
Because I'm serving you, I didn't go to any kind of my friends the party. I didn't have a merry with them.
因为我要服侍你，所以许多朋友的宴乐我不能去。
And he's asking why my pains and ending.
这里就说为什么我的痛苦长久不止呢？
My wound grievous and incurable.
我的伤痕为什么不得医治呢？
The last one is we live like a fugitive.
最后一个问题就是你生活是不是像在逃难一样？
King David has experienced that already.
大卫王有那样的经历。
Do you know Psalm 57, where he wrote this song?
你知道诗篇五十七篇吗？就是大卫所写的。
When he wrote this song, he was in the cave.
他是在一个洞穴当中写这首诗篇的。
He cannot go out.
他不能够出去。
Who was chasing him?
谁在追逐他呢？
The one...is his father-in-law,
是他的岳父,
his king,
是他的王,
his best friend's father,
他最好朋友的父亲。
Why would that happen?
为什么会这样子呢?
And he, of course, he wrote this song, and then he called us Do Not Destroy, and I want to say verse 4 first and then verse 2 second.
所以他写了这首诗篇五十七篇，要用休要毁坏。这里我想分享第四节和第二节。
I'm in the midst of lions.
我的性命在狮子中间。
I lie among ravenous beasts.
我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中。
Men whose teeth are spears and arrows.
他们的牙齿是枪剑。
Whose tongues are sharp swords.
他们的舌头是快刀。
I cried out to God Most High.
我要求告至高的神。
To God who fills His purpose for me.
这是为我成全诸事的神。
Well, David has a cried out.
大卫在那里有一个呼喊。
Cried out, why this happened to him?
呼喊说，为什么这样的事会发生在他身上？
So I think all your question has been experienced by someone already.
所以我想我们这一切的问题在以往都有人经历过。
And sometimes you feel like I'm in the midst of it, I'm a victim.
有时候你觉得我正在这当中，我是个受害者。
But remember, the Lord will give you this kind of a situation is give you an opportunity and platform.
但是你要记得，神让你落在这样的环境当中，是给你一个机会。
They will make us privileged to receive His grace.
让我们有一个权利来得他的恩典。
And also to live upon His purpose.
让我们可以活在他的旨意上。
And this is based upon His love.
但这一切都是根据神的爱。
He's not going to destroy us.
他不是要毁坏我们。
Or maybe you say, boy, I don't have any hope right now.
也许你觉得，哦，我实在没希望
了。I lost my job.
我没工作了。
Or maybe I lost the loved one.
我所爱的人。
I lost my income source.
我没有收入了。
My child is very rebellious.
我的孩子很叛逆。
And all my friends, they left me.
我的朋友都离开我了。
But remember, the Lord is making us for this very purpose.
但你要记得说，神让我们在其中有他特别的旨意。
And He's going to fill every good purpose in us.
他要在我们身上成全诸事。
And remember, this purpose is unchanging.
他的旨意是永不改变的。
This is out of His love.
这是因着神他的爱。
Just like John 3:16 says.
就像约翰福音三章十六节所说的。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That He gave His one and only Son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Okay, this. Get into what is the God's purpose?
对神的旨意究竟是什么呢？
About 6 months ago, probably you still remember we had the English retreat from our church.
大概半年前我们有一个英文的退休会。
And Brother Frankie, he brought us a book.
Frankie 弟兄带来一本书。
And this book, I feel like.It's very in depth.
那本书我觉得写得非常深。
Several points I'm still pondering right now.
有好几点我现在还在思想。
And I'd like to use some of his points, and on top of that, I have some points added.
我想借用他几点，他的几点，然后我有自己的一些感觉。
And this is very good illustration to show what's the God's purpose.
我想这是对神旨意一个很好的描述。
And this will teach us how to live upon God's purpose.
这可以帮助我们来知道怎么样活在神的旨意上。
The very first one, which is we need to have appointment.
第一个就是我们要与神来相会。
When you feel like you don't feel well.
如果你感觉不好的时候
You will call a doctor
你会打电话给医生
To make appointment
去跟他订一个约会
We have those kind of questions in our life Yes, you need appointment with God
如果我们生活当中遇到问题的时候你也是一样你要去跟神约一个聚会
Meeting with God
去遇见神
To see He is my Savior.
你要能看见他是你的救主。
You need to open your heart to receive him as your savior.
你要把心打开来，接受他做你的救主。
I think the book of Ephesians probably the very clear book talk about God's purpose.
我想以弗所书写神的旨意是最清楚的。
And this part is from a second chapter of Ephesians, verse 1 through 5.
以弗所书第二章一到五节。
This appointment we meet is to meet with God.
啊，这里说到我们要与神相会。
Remember that we were dead in transgressions and sins.
你记得他说我们死在过犯罪恶中。
And in that situation, we don't have anything, but we are in darkness.
在那里我们一无所有，我们是在黑暗的当中。
And we were when we opened our heart to receive Him.
当我们把心门打开的时候，我们就接受了主。
We are saved by grace.
我们是靠着恩得救的。
Not because how much or how much we have done or how great we are.
不是因为我们做了什么，或者也不是因为我们有多了不起。
But we are saved by grace.
我们得救是本乎恩。
So right now we are alive with Christ.
所以现在我们就与基督一同活过来。
So this is very important. It's an appointment. We need to meet with God.
所以这非常重要，我们要与神相会。
What's the second God's purpose?
神旨意第二个方面。
He want to communion, to have a communion with us.
神要我们与他相交。
To know him.
去认识他。
To know him, he is our Lord.
来认识他是我们的主。
From Ephesians 1:17 and chapter 2, verse 13 through 19.
在以弗所书第一章十七节和第二章十三到十九节。
In order to have a communion with God,
我们要来与神相交。
We need to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们需要那智能和启示的灵。
Without that, it's very hard, very difficult, or no way to communicate with God.
不然的话，我们没有办法来与神相交。
And the only way to communion with him is we need to brought near through the blood of Jesus, blood of Christ.
来与他相交，我们唯有借着他的血来与他亲近。
Draw near to him only through the blood of Christ.
唯有靠着他的血，我们才得以与他亲近。
Maybe you say I can just probably I can just study the Bible.
你也许觉得说我就是研读圣经就好了。
Or maybe I can read a lot of spiritual books.
也许我读很多属灵书籍就好了。
But here it says, draw near to him is through the blood of Christ.
但是这里圣经告诉我们说，靠着他的血，我们就得以亲近。
Another criteria is we recognize him through the cross.
还有一件很重要的事情，就是我们要在十字架上灭了冤仇。
This cross is make two become one.
这个十字架使两下合二为一。
This reconciliation only through the cross.
这个和好唯有是在十字架上能够完成。
There is no other way but cross.
没有其他的办法，除了基督的十字架。
So if you want to have a communion with Christ, you need to have this. The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以如果你要与神相交，你需要智慧与启示的灵。
We need to have the blood of Christ.
你需要基督的血。
And also, you need to go through the cross.
你要经过十字架。
What's the third one?
第三个是什么？
Probably some of you still recall.
也可能你还记得。
It's called participation.
这里是说到参与。
We need to participating in his purpose.
我们要参与进他的旨意里面。
And at this point we'll call him, he is our all-sufficient source.
在这里我们把神，我们要得到神作为我们全族的源头。
Before we know Christ, probably we have many, many sources.
在我们认识基督以前，也许我们有很多很多的源头。
When the problem comes, probably you will call this friend or call that friend.
当有问题来的时候，我们就打电话给这个朋友那个朋友。
And maybe you call this bank or call that financial institution so you can borrow money.
你也许靠打电话给这家银行或者是那个机构去借钱。
So you have a lot of sources.
所以你觉得你有很多地方可以得到帮助。
But when we are in the Lord, right now we know He is our all sufficient source.
但是如果你认识了主，你要知道说他是我们一切帮助的源头。
So this participation is very important.
所以这个参与是非常的重要。
And from Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9 through 11 and Romans 8:28.
在以弗所书三章九到十一节，还有罗马书第八章二十八节。
The participation is not individual work.
这个参与不是只是个人的。
And not how much you have done.
也不是你一个人所做的。
But participation is through the church.
而是借着神的教会。
And this is accomplished in Christ Jesus.
这是耶稣基督所做成的。
So that's why we want to come here to a worship in the church.
所以这就是为什么我们要来教会。
The church is not a building itself.
神的教会 不是就是一双建筑。
The church is brothers and sisters.
神的教会是弟兄和姊妹。
So today, if we don't have this building, it's fine. We still can meet some other place.
所以今天如果我们没有这双建筑，那也没有关系，我们还是可以在一起聚会。
And remember, this is accomplished in Christ Jesus.
我们要记得这是耶稣基督所做成的。
Not other way.We can participate, but through Him.
没有其他的路叫我们可以参与。
Another important point is for the participation is.
还有一点很重要的。
Of those who love Him.
那些爱他的人。
When you love Him, you will participate.
如果你爱神，你就会参与。
He's not going to force you.
神不会勉强你。
He's not going to force you to trust him or to believe in him.
他不会勉强你去信靠他。
He will not force you to come to the church.
他不会勉强你来到教会。
Yeah. But for those who love him.
但是对那些爱他的。
And you will participate in his purpose.
你会参与。
What's the fourth one?
第四个。
It's even a more serious one. It's called partnership.
最后一个也是最重要的就是有份于他。
When you are in a partner,
如果你是一个合伙人
you gain or you lost, that's related to you.
这个不管胜和败，这都跟你自己有直接的关系。
It's a little different from a participation.
这个和仅仅参与还是有点不一样。
Last night I was talking to Brother Wu Lei.
昨天晚上我跟Wu Lei弟兄有点交通。
We say what's the difference between a participation and partnership?
我们在讨论说参与跟有份是有什么区别。
Yes, we go to work, that's participation.
我们去上班，这个好像是参与。
Yes, they will pay you a wage or salaries.
所以他们就会配你薪水。
No matter a company is earning a lot of money or little money or sometimes losing money, they have to pay you a salary.
公司赚钱或者赔本，他们都还是要付你薪水。
Of course, probably won't last too long if the company lost the money.
当然，如果他们赔钱的话，可能不会付你薪水付太久。
But once you become a partner,
那如果你是一个合伙人
，it's totally different.
这就完全不一样。
And The loss or you gain is all related to you.
公司的赔赚和你有直接的关系。
So here is a partnership.
所以这里就是一个有份。
That's God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
God wants you and me to partner in His way.
神的旨意呢是叫我们有份于他的道路。
Until we say my purpose for living.Is for him.
直到有一天，我们可以说，我们生活的目的就是他自己。
So from several verses, I'd like to summarize a few points for you.
所以我想用几节的经文来总结。
While we becoming his fellow workers. 成为他的同工,
啊, 成为神的同工,
this is a partnership.
啊, 这是一个合伙人的关系,
we are like a field and building, and he is building us.
我们是神所建造的房屋, 他所耕种的田地,
and we are his fellow workers. The second one, we also share in his sufferings.
还有就是我们与主一同受苦。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, 11 through 16.
以弗所书4章11到17节。
We are sharing in his sufferings, in his death.
我们与他一同受苦, 晓得认识他的死。
And also we'll experience the resurrection with him.
我们也经历他的复活。
Another point is we're obtaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
还有就是我们要满有基督长成的身量。
This is all in partnership.
这是有份的含义。
Okay, so in this 4 point, how can we participate or live upon it?
所以说这刚才说的这个4点, 我们怎么样来操练呢?
From appointment, communion, participation to partnership.
相会、相交、参与和有份。
Let's draw in the boxes.
我们用一个图画。
The very first box.
我有四个盒子，你看第一个。
The very first one is appointment with God.
第一个就是与神相会。
Without knowing him, probably our life just like this green line is flat. We don't know where to go.
没有遇见神的时候，你可能就像这里这个符号一样，就是平的，不知道往哪儿去。
But when you meet with him, our life is different.
当你遇见神的时候，你的生命就会不一样。
One more clip, you will see when we meet with him, our life has a direction.
下一页你就会看见。 当我们遇见神的时候，我们的生活有了一个方向。
And we'll call him, he is our savior.
我们称他为我们的救主。
One more clip, you will see the other side.
再下一页。
This is the first box.
这是我们所看见第一个盒子。
That's when we receive the Lord.
当我们接受主的时候,
we're so happy.
我们非常喜乐。
Because our life has a direction. And of course, this is in, I put it red because of this, through the blood of Jesus. But many times we see a lot of brothers and sisters, they baptized and they disappeared. Because they feel like probably this box is big enough for me.
他们就觉得这已经都完成了。But
the Lord has the higher purpose.
但是神的旨意比这更高。Let's
look at the second box.
我们看第二个。We
need to have a communion with him.
我们要与神相交。To
know him.
来认识他。Through
our Bible study.
也许是通过查经。Maybe
through the sharing.
通过分享。
And through Sunday school,
主日学,
and we'll know him better. Until we call him, he is our Lord.
直到我们称他为我们的主.
So this is another bigger box.
这是更广的.
So this box, I put it as a yellow.
所以我用一个黄颜色来.
Because this is bigger than the original red box.
这比原来的旨意又高了一层.
But yellow box did not take out the first smaller box.
但是它是包含着原来的。
Let's move on.
我们再看下一个。
The Lord wants us to be, we can participating in His way.
神的旨意叫我们参与。
Or maybe we start to serve in the church.
也许你在教会就开始有点侍奉。
Start probably you do the cleaning or kitchen work.
也许你在 帮助清洁, 也许你在厨房服侍,
and maybe in the library, and later on probably you are teaching the Sunday school.
也许在图书馆, 也许你教主日学,
so you're participating
你在这里参与,
in his way.
在他的道路里面。
And now you understand he's our all-sufficient source.
所以你就知道他是我们一切的供应。
So you're living in an even bigger box.
所以你就在一个更广的区域里面。
This box will include the yellow box and red box.
这个就包含了前面所讲的两点。
The Lord wants us to live in the bigger box.
神希望我们住在这个更广的区域里。
And there is another box even bigger.
还有一个更大的。
Let's look at it.
我们来看一下。
This is a partnership box.
这是有份于神。
We can partner in his way.
我们有份于他的道路。
And we know my purpose for living is for him.
我们知道说我们生活的目的乃是为了他。
No longer like the previous box, he say that's his purpose.
在前面一块我们刚才描述的时候我们觉得那是他的旨意。
Right now, you know this is my purpose.
但是最终他的旨意成了我们的。
Paul has experienced that.
保罗有这样的经历。
So he reached even bigger box.
所以他有一个更大的。
So brothers and sisters, I'd like to ask you and me, where are we?
所以我想问一下弟兄姊妹们，你觉得我在哪里？
Are we even outside the box? We haven't started yet.
也许你连这个一个区域都没有把你描述在里面。
If you haven't get into any box, I urge you to get into the first box first.
如果你一个区域都没有说到你的话，我在这里请求你来进入这第一个区域。
You need to have an appointment with this true and living God.
你需要来遇见这位又真又活的神。
You need to receive him as your savior.
你要接受他来做你的救主。
Or probably you say, I know God for years, years, a long time.
你也许说我已经认识主很多年了。
You still need to have an appointment with him every day.
你仍然需要每天来遇见他。
Through your morning watch,
也许借着你的晨更
through your prayer
借着祷告
you need to have an appointment with him
你需要来遇见他
or maybe you are already in the your communion you have communion with him
也许你神已经有相交
and this is an everyday work
这是每天的事
we need to have communion with him
我们需要来与他相交
the third one is participation
第三个是参与
I think most of us are already doing that. We are participating.
我想我们当中有很多人，我们都在这里，我们都在参与。
And we know His purpose.
我们也知道他的旨意。
But not until you see His purpose is my purpose.
直到有一天你觉得他的旨意成为了我的。
This journey is not fulfilled yet.
你的旅程还没有完成。
So one more clip, you will see this is the way we should have.
在下一页你就看见说这里说到我们生活的方向
This is our life journey
这是我们生命的旅程
God wants us to be in his fullness
神要我们得着他的丰富
This is his purpose
这是他的旨意
So don't just stay in a small box
所以不要只是限制在那个小的区域里面
God wants us to live in a bigger box
神要我们活得更加宽广
Or bigger view
有更广的意向
Well, let's go back to those questions and we just ask you in the very beginning of the meeting.
那我们再回头来看一下我们一开始问的几个问题。
Probably you say, our life has no purpose.
你觉得生活没有目的吗？
But when we partner in his way,
当我们有份于他的道路的时候
Our life changed to my life is purposeful life.
我的生活就变成一个有目的的。
Do you know Isaiah? I just mentioned.
你记得我提到以赛亚吗？
When he was partnering in God's way.
当他有份于神的道路的时候。
That's what he said in the second half of Isaiah 49:4.
这是以赛亚在四十九章后一半所说的。
He has a big word say, yet what is due to me is in the Lord's hand.
然而 我当得的礼地在耶和华那里。
And my reward is with my God, with God.
我的赏赐地在我神那里。
What is due me is in the Lord's hand.
我当得的礼地在耶和华那里。
My reward is with God.
我的赏赐地在我神那里。
So no longer you live a life has no purpose.
所以不再过一个没有目的的生活。
But your life is very purposeful.
你的生活就蛮有目的。
So that's why we like to read the book is say a Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren.
所以我们有的人在读一本就是有目的有目标的人生那本书。
Because we want to find out what's the purpose of our life.
因为我们想找到生活的目的。
Let's look at the second question we have. Life is unfair.
刚才我们问的第二个问题就是生活的不公平。
And now you will say, it's on God's mercy.
你是觉得是神的怜悯。
If you continue to read Romans chapter 9:15-16,
如果你继续读罗马书九章十五十六节。
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
他对摩西说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
It does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
It's on God's mercy.
是在乎发怜悯的神。
So we do not say God is unjust.
所以我们不能说神不公义。
He's unfair.
我们不能说神不公平。
And right here, we see it's only God's mercy.
在这里我们看见说，在乎发怜悯的神。
The third question, probably you would say, my life is in suffering.
第三个问题我们问的是，也许我们的生活有苦难。
But when you reach the largest box,
当你站在更广阔的区域里面，
you can partner in His way.
你可以有份于他的道路。
Now your suffering has changed.
你的受苦的感觉就不一样了。
You will say he can do all things.
你看见神万事都能做。
Just like Job 42:1-2.
就像在约伯记42:1-2.
After God spoke to him, he said,
约伯回答耶和华说，
Then Job replied to Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted.
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
I know you can do all things.
我知道你万事都能做。
You can grant me a lot of possession and a big family.
你可以赐我许多所拥有的，也可以叫我有个大的家庭。
But you can take away.
但是神也可以拿走它。
Now he understands and he is submitted under the Lord.
约伯开始理解，他也向神顺服。
So your life is not in suffering.
所以你的生活不是只是在苦难中。
You can see God can do all things.
你可以看见神万事都能做。
Yeah, everything we have is all from Him.
我们一切所有的都是从神而来。
Another question you say, my life is lonely. I'm alone.
关于我们的生活，我们觉得孤独的。
But when you reach that biggest box,
当你在那个更广阔的领域里面，
you can partner in His way.
你可以有份于他的道路。
God may use your alone situation and change that to serve Him.
神可以用你那个孤独的环境来侍奉他。
Do you know Jeremiah? He changed his attitude.
你知道像耶利米他最后改变了他的态度。
He complained, Lord, I serve you. I didn't go to any party. I did not make any merry with my company.
你记得耶利米他也曾经抱怨说，主，我侍奉你，但是我不能在宴乐人的会中。
But my pain is unending.
我的痛苦好像没永无休止。
And my wound is incurable.
我的伤痕没有得到医治。
But do you know the Lord talked to him?
那你知道神怎样向他说话吗？
As in chapter 15 of Jeremiah from verse 19 through 21.
耶利米书四五章十九到二十一节。
The Lord talked to him and said, if you repent,
神对耶利米说，你若归回，
I will restore you,
我就将你再带来。
That you may serve me,
你将站在我面前。
If you utter worthy, not worthless words,
你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，
you will become my spokesman.
你就可以当作我的口。
I will make you a wall to this people.
我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙。
A fortified wall of bronze.
他们必攻击你却不能胜你。
They will fight against you but will not overcome you. For I am with you to rescue and save you.
因我与你同在，要拯救你，搭救你。
Declares the Lord.
这是耶和华说的。
So that's the Lord answered his question.
这是神对他的回答。
If you want to if you repent,
你若归回，
and you can serve him,
你可以侍奉他。
Probably he will put us in the situation, in the position to be a speaker.
也许他会把我们放在一个位置上，叫我们可以为他说话。
Or maybe we will become a fortified wall of bronze.
也许我们好像成为一个铜墙
to against the enemy,
向着仇敌。
So the enemy cannot fight against you.
所以仇敌不能够来攻击你。
The enemy cannot overcome you.
他们不能胜过你。
Because you are the fortified wall of bronze.
因为你是那坚固的铜墙。
So your life is not alone.
所以你的生活就不是在孤独的里面。
If you are willing to be the partners with him,
若你愿意有份于神，
you can serve him.
你可以来侍奉他。
How about you say my life is just like a fugitive, I don't have any direction?
你觉得，也许你觉得我的生活就好像是在逃难。
But your life can change to a praising life.
但是你的人生可以变成一个赞美的人生。
Do you know Psalm 57, the last three verses?
你知道诗篇五十四篇最后的三句吗？
He wrote this in a cave while he was fleeing from the king Saul.
大卫在逃避躲避扫罗的时候，在洞穴当中所写的。
He said, even though those people they are chasing me like lions and they try to snap me.
他说虽然这些人他像狮子一样来追逐我。
But toward the end, do you know what he said?
但末了的时候，你知道大卫怎么说吗？
He said, I will praise you.
他说主啊，我要称谢你。
O Lord among the nations.
我要在万民中称谢你。
I will sing you among the peoples.
在列邦中歌颂你。
For great is your love.
因为你的慈爱
reaching to heavens.
高及诸天。
Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
你的诚实达到穹苍。
Be exalted, O God.
神啊，愿你崇高。
Above the heavens.
过于诸天。
Let your glory be over all the earth.
愿你的荣耀高过全地。
I see he can be a partner with God.
我看见大卫可以有份于神的道路。
From this fugitive life, he become a life of praising.
从一个好像逃难的人生变成一个赞美的人生。
When we see God's purpose,
当我们看见神的旨意，
Our life perspective changed.
我们生活的目的不一样。
God today also, He is inviting you.
今天神也在邀请我们。
He wants you to meet with Him daily.
他希望我们每天来遇见他。
And also, you can share your needs and concerns.
把你的需要，把你的思虑的事带到他面前来。
Because he is the Savior.
因为他是救主。
God also wants to invite you.
神也邀请你。
He wants to have an intimate. He wants to intimately know. You want to intimately know him because he is the Lord.
在亲密的关系当中来认识他，因为他是主。
Also he wants to invite you to participate with him in his eternal purpose.
神也邀请你参与他，参与进他永远的旨意。
Because he is the source.
因为他是源头。
We don't have any other source.
我们没有其他的源头。
But him.
唯有他。
The last one.
最后。
I invite you to become a partners with him.
神邀请你有份于他。
And partner with him in all his way.
有份于他的道路。
Not any mixed with your way.
不是把我们自己的道路掺杂在当中。
But in all his ways.
但是是神的道路。
Because he is my purpose for living.
因为他是我生活的目的。
Pray that the Lord will give you the vision.
愿神给你这样的意象。
From your purpose to his purpose.
从你自己的意识到他的旨意。
From his purpose becomes this is my purpose.
愿他的旨意成为我们自己。
And all our questions will be behind us.
让我们一切的问题得到解决。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for you put us in a situation that we have to seek you.
主，我们感谢你，你又把我们放到一些环境里，叫我们不得不来寻求你。
And Lord, thank you for in those difficult times, and you are speaking to us.
主，我们感谢你在我们难处当中，你来向我们说话。
You want us to meet you.
你希望我们来遇见你。
And to receive you as our Savior.
来接受你做我们的救主。
Also, you long to have a communion with us.
你也渴望我们来与你相交。
Because you are our Lord.
因为你是我们的主。
Nothing will hide from us.
哦，你不把一切向我们隐藏。
And you like to reveal to us.
你愿意启示我们。
Also, you like us to participate in your way.
哦，你乐意我们来参与。
And this is through the church.
借着你的教会。
It's accomplished in Christ Jesus.
就是你借着耶稣基督所成就的。
Of course, this is open to those who love you.
哦，你向一切爱你的人敞开。
And also, you want us to be your partner.
你也愿意我们有份于你自己。
Someday, you want us to become to grow in the full stature of Christ Jesus.
有一天你叫我们长成满有基督长成的身量。
So we can be the co-king with you.
所以我们能与你来一同作王。
And we can share the glory with you.
来得到你的荣耀。
Lord, we thank you for your eternal purpose.
所以我们感谢你永远的旨意。
Your purpose is good purpose.
你的旨意是好的旨意。
Your purpose is unchanging.
是永不改变的旨意。
This very purpose will be fulfilled.
你的旨意必定会成就。
May we all can bow down before you.
我们都屈膝在你面前。
Say, Lord, we are your servant. We are here.
来说，主，我们是你的仆人，我们在这里。
We thank you. You speaking to each one of us.
主，我们感谢你向每个人说话。
We praise your name.
我们称谢你的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。